The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Oh, my goodness. The mainstream media just gets worse and worse in their social agenda. And CNN has got to be one of the worst. Seriously, I'm not trying to be smart. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. I mean this seriously. I do not understand why anyone, and I mean anyone, would watch CNN any longer. With the outrageous statements made by so many of their commentators, the absolutely racist statements made by Don Lemon and others, the absolute arrogance of, like, Jim Acosta. Did you see? Oh, my goodness, you talk about arrogance. Talk about a narcissist. Jim Acosta, most of you know, he's the one that prided himself on giving President Trump such a hard time. You remember him, right? To be honest, I don't even know whether he is still the White House correspondent. I don't know. I assume he is. But anyway, I think it was over the weekend, he got his COVID shot, and he wanted to use it as a PR opportunity. So he tweeted it, he Facebooked it, he social mediaed it everywhere. He had a picture of him getting his shot. Okay, that's fine. He's a public person and he wants to encourage everybody else to get their COVID shot. Okay, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But he had a custom-made T-shirt on, one of a kind, listing his accomplishments. I did this. I interviewed this person, and I interviewed that person, and I covered this, and I covered this. His whole chest and stomach is covered with a T-shirt with his accomplishments. Really? Yeah. That's Jim Acosta. And then, of course, the Cuomo fiasco, where one of the biggest stories in America today is Governor Cuomo and the sexual scandal. By the way, it's up to nine now. Nine women, and the last one, I didn't want to say the final one because there may be more, number nine has a picture of Governor Cuomo forcibly kissing this woman. And it's clear she wants no part of it, and he's planning a big one on her, and somebody took a picture of it. This is nine women. And CNN has forbid the brother to even talk about it, and CNN basically is ignoring it. Well, here's the latest. CNN, this was yesterday, had a report about Governor Kristi Noem, South Dakota governor. She's been right in the middle of a whole bunch of controversy. The South Dakota legislature overwhelmingly passed a piece of legislation that said if you're a boy, you must compete in boys' athletics. If you're a girl, you must compete in girls' athletics. And you have to compete in the with the gender that you were born with. Common sense, okay? And Governor Noem says, I can't wait to sign this legislation until she started getting pressure. And she buckled. Sadly, she buckled. Yeah, it's a long story, and I've dealt with it, so I'm not going to go into it again. And by the way, yesterday or today, she issued an executive order. This is so bizarre. This is so strange. She issued an executive order that basically said the same thing as the legislation that she vetoed. Huh? What? Well, anyway. CNN yesterday covered this story about Governor Noem and transgenders and so on. Transgenders and so forth. As a part of the story, CNN said this, and I quote. This is from CNN. News story. You ready? It's not possible to know a person's gender identity at birth. And there is no consensus criteria for assigning sex at birth. CNN has said, and let me quote that again. Are you listening? CNN said, it's not possible to know a person's gender identity at birth. Really? I don't want to be gross. Look in the diaper. You'll find out pretty quick. It's not possible to know a person's gender identity at birth, and there is no consensus criteria for assigning sex at birth. Then why do 99.9999 people say, hey, we're having a girl, and it's not even at birth, it's because of an ultrasound. Hey, we're having a boy. Hey, do you know the gender of your baby? Yeah, it's a boy. We saw the plumbing on the ultrasound. Can I read this again for you? This is from CNN. It's not possible to know a person's gender identity at birth. It's not possible. You can't look at that baby and tell whether it's a boy or a girl. It's impossible. It is not possible to know a person's gender identity at birth, and there is no consensus criteria for assigning sex at birth. What does consensus mean? Well, the majority. Who but a complete fool would deny that the overwhelming majority of people know when they look at a baby, it's a boy or a girl? This is CNN. It's impossible to know what that child really is at birth. You can't. It's impossible to know whether it's a boy or a girl. This is supposedly a respected news organization. This is the crazy upside-down, inside-out world that we're living in. Now, folks, please don't be unkind. You know, we as followers of Christ are not to be unkind. But if somebody tries to tell you, quote, it's not possible to know a person's gender identity at birth, and there is no consensus criteria for assigning sex at birth. Don't be afraid to respond to that. You don't have to be a professional journalist working for CNN to know the difference between a boy and a girl. This is the settled science of the mainstream media and the liberal left. Sadly, I would imagine that our current president would agree with that. I would assume that the president of the United States today, if you read that phrase to him, he would say, well, yeah, I probably agree. I know this is radio, but I am shaking my head violently. My goodness. All right, we'll take the final break and we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Please don't forget that this is Easter week. Many of your churches will be celebrating Good Friday. I know that our church is having a virtual online service and even having communion together. This coming Friday, spend some time meditating on what your salvation cost. Joy and I were talking about this, I think it was last night, and I honestly don't remember what prompted the discussion, but Joy said, I just can't believe the price that he paid for me. And she'll tell me when I get home because she'll remember, but we were talking about something and the cross came up. And she said, I just can't believe. It is hard to imagine that the just died for the unjust, that the innocent died for the guilty, that he shed his blood for me. Oh, I know what it was. We were talking about Psalm 22. We were talking about Psalm, and by the way, folks, if you have not read Psalm, can I challenge you before Sunday, before Friday, can I challenge you to read Psalm 22 fresh? And most of you already know this, but in case you don't, the 22nd Psalm is the most graphic description of the crucifixion of Christ in the Bible. And here's what makes it unique. It was written hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before Christ was actually crucified, so it is truly prophetic. But here's what really sets it apart. In the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we have descriptions of the cross from a third-person point of view. Someone else looking up at the cross. Luke is the most descriptive, probably because he was a physician. So Luke goes into more details about the actual physical suffering of Christ more than the other authors. But all of the descriptions of Calvary in the New Testament are third-party descriptions of someone looking up at the cross, describing what they are seeing. Psalm 22 is a description from the cross. Jesus himself describing what he is experiencing, describing his pain, his suffering, his anguish. It is the most personal of all of the descriptions of Calvary. And under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it is given centuries before it actually occurred. If you will keep that in mind, when you read Psalm 22, it will touch you deeply. And just remember, you are the reason. At Christmas time, we say, Jesus is the reason for the season. It's kind of true. But at Easter, you are the reason. It was because of our sins, because of our iniquities. And while you're reading Psalm 22, you may want to read Isaiah 53 in a fresh way. He was bruised for our iniquities. And before you get to celebrating the empty tomb and the resurrection, before you get there, please spend some time meditating on what transpired before the empty tomb. Easter is our celebration. We celebrate victory over death, hell, Satan, the grave. But it came at an incredible cost. And please don't forget, the cross was the greatest demonstration of love that has ever occurred on this planet. But it was also the greatest demonstration of judgment, wrath, anger against sin on this planet. There on Calvary, a perfect intersection of God's judgment against sin and God's love for the sinner. A perfect meeting where God's judgment is satisfied by God's love. And it was all because of you. And by the way, if you have never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, any time is a good time. Easter time would be a wonderful time. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Hope you have a wonderful evening. But wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.